SBS Radio.
How did Mumbali form as a band, Bradley?
Mumbali started off back in late 2008, going into 2009. It was around about like during Christmas, just December. Remember, Mumbali started off. And Mumbali started off as we're all young school teenagers going to school, and we used to perform like in school bands in school. And then after school, we used to come together and we used to have a jam at our place. And then that's where Mumbali started from. Yeah.
That's a great way to form, like a really organic way to form a band.
Mm.
So everyone in the band is friends and really connected?
Yep, everyone's a world family in his band.
And what does the band name Mumbali translate to in English?
Mumbali, it's a name of a tribe that is based in Nambua.
And I guess, like, what music has inspired you and influenced you when you're making music with Mumbali?
But making music with Mumbali, growing up watching Yossi Indy on TV, on Rage, and there was a local band called Ilila Band, and they used to do like workshops in schools and teach kids how to play music. And watching like community bands as I was growing up, and plus watching Yossi Indy on doing all them world tours on TV, that's what it got us into music. And with the culture in our music, that's what got inspiration from Yossi Indy putting our 16,000-year-old culture into contemporary music and putting it together. That's got inspiration we got from Yossi Indy. And but the songs that we sing, it's in my tribe, which you call the Murungun tribe, which is the Dambul.
And you've been nominated for Live Act of the Year at the NT Music Awards. What does this mean to you?
Oh, it's very exciting for me and the fellas. Yeah, I wasn't expecting to get nominated for Live Act of the Year, so yeah, it was pretty a shock for me and the boys because I was at work one day, and then I logged in on Facebook, and that's when I saw all the nominations, and I saw Mumbali. That's when I got excited. So I told the boys that we got nominated for Live Act of the Year. So it was pretty exciting, and got a shock, and plus it's pretty exciting for us as well.
Yeah, definitely. So, it really speaks to how you guys are as a live band, and how your music really translates in that live arena.
Yeah.
You've spent the past few years performing at music festivals in the Northern Territory. What's that experience been like?
Oh, it's good. It's good playing in right across, like traveling around Northern Territory, playing in different communities, and each festival is pretty good. Like, it's good you get to meet new people, like good people. You get to meet other musicians as well. You get to listen to their songs, which is good. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, like listening to other music, it really, like, it inspires you and would feed into your music.
Yes.
And you mainly sing in your first language, Noongar Bayu. How does music keep this language alive?
Well, through culture and through music, that's how we still carry on our culture. Even the traditional songs that we sing, most of the words are in Noongar Bayu, so the language still carries on.
And what's it like living in the coastal community of Noongar?
Living in the coastal community of Noongar, it's good. Like, it's good. It's beautiful, nice spot, nice and quiet. It's very beautiful living on the coastline. Good fishing as well, so, yeah.
Great. What kind of fish do you tend to catch?
Oh, I just know any fish you can catch out in the boat or go spear hunting, so, yeah.
And what was the experience of collaborating with Emily Woromara on your single Yuwani like?
It was really very exciting. Because Emily, she's a family of us, and through Good Island and right across to Noongar, we're all connected through family, songline, and through ceremony, and that's what we're all connected. And for Emily to collaborate with us, for us to collaborate with Emily, it was very exciting, and putting two communities like from from Groote Eylandt and Numbwa putting it together, it was very powerful. And that's what music's all about. It's collaborating with other musicians as well, and you get more powerful music, and it's more inspirational for younger generations as well, to inspire younger generations.
Absolutely. And when you combine different people's musical skills, it sounds really good. And the single Yuani, it's really incredible to hear.
It is.
Yeah. And I guess, are you planning to collaborate with any other Indigenous musicians in the future?
Hopefully in the future, yes.
And I also understand that you're looking to release your first album. Can you tell us a little bit about the recording of this and when you're hoping to release it?
Hopefully, maybe mid-next year, release our album. And most of the music we've done, it was all bush recording out in Numbwa. So it was a pretty small studio, and recorded all the demo songs and all the recordings, and then we'll send it away to mixing and all that. So that's hopefully be ready by next year.
And are you planning like a national tour around that as well, like playing across Australia?
Hopefully, yeah. No, we're planning, but hopefully we'll get a chance.
No, I really hope you do get a chance. I'm from New South Wales, and I'd really love the chance to see you guys live. Watching the videos on Facebook and listening to it, I get a sense that it'd be a really fun, wonderful experience. What's the experience of performing live like for you?
Experience performing live, it's very exciting for us. Yeah, it's good, and you can feel the crowd as well. They enjoy it, and like showing our music to Australia or outside of Northern Territory, it's good, and you get the best feeling, you know. You can see people there interested in music, and they can some of the people right across Australia, they can somehow relate to the music and how their life how they is. And the boys we get excited when it's fun, and we get excited when we perform in live stages.
Yeah, and I guess why do you think that music is a positive influence and a positive means of engaging young people?
Because music, I see, is more powerful. Because through culture, the traditional singing, that's part of music as well. You sing, and you play the dij, and you sing with a clapping stick, and that's more powerful. And you put it into modern music, that spreads right across Australia, and that's for the younger generation. It's very strong, so they can learn and understand in the future.
How do you find, I guess, the best way to spread the news about your band? Is it word of mouth? Is it social media? Is it radio?
Oh, it's just, yeah. All of them, I reckon. Yeah, word of mouth, social media. Social media may be the best one.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.